This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good morning, listeners. This is Barbara Jafta joining you in the Mother's Corner. You'll remember that I've been working and co-hosting with TC, and this morning I have the privilege of managing on my own. So please bear with me. I'm excited, and we allow the Holy Spirit to lead us this morning. Our Mother's Corner provides a safe and supportive space where single mothers can find spiritual encouragement, practical wisdom, and the reassurance that God walks with us in every season. Through biblical principles, testimonies, and meaningful discussions, this program reminds our women that our identity, strength, and hope are rooted in Christ. Single motherhood, finding strength through faith. The Word of God tells us in Proverbs 31:25, she is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. This verse reminds us that we can remain resilient and confident despite uncertainty. Mothers, our God knows us so intimately. He's fully aware of our uncertainty, our self-doubt in our daily struggles. But his promises, the word promises, strength and dignity. You are not forgotten, and our Heavenly Father is indeed our strength in weakness. And we know this to be true. And we are privileged this morning to have a very special guest in studio with us, Dr. Z. Dr. Z is a powerful woman of God with an incredible story of strength and resilience as part of her own life story and journey. Her personal experience has developed a deep passion for ministry and empowering women. In her ministry-related achievements, Dr. Z holds a bachelor's degree in Christian counseling and an honors degree in ministry from the Team Impact Christian University in the USA. Dr. Z is also the founder and chief servant of Solutions for Today. Solutions for Today is a ministry that provides biblical counseling and teachings to renew minds, heal hearts, and bring hope to the hurting, giving practical biblical tools to help people with personal issues and equips them to help others. Dr. Z comes with a wealth of experience, but her passion for the Lord is unmistakable. She's dedicated to present God's truth for today's challenges. And oh, don't we need God's truth in today's challenges? Through her life-transforming approach, inspired by Romans 12:2, she readily shares the truth that a changed mind produces a changed heart, and a changed heart produces a changed life. Powerful. So, welcome to Mother's Corner, Dr. Z. You have a very impressive profile, and quite extensive. Would you please share with us a little bit more about the establishment of Solutions for Today? Dr. Z, welcome to joining Mother's Corner this morning. You have a very impressive profile with extensive experience in ministry. Would you please share more about the establishment and purpose of Solutions for Today?
Thank you, Barbara, for having me on the show. I would say growing up, I always knew that I had a calling on my life, and it was confirmed by various ministers of the gospel, but I was too busy for God. Then when I was at the peak of my corporate career, dealing with everything else that said God's way, I allowed cancer to strike me. And when I was down with cancer, he then got an opportunity to deposit in me what he always wanted me to do. So Solutions for Today is a ministry that helps women, not only women, even men. It was born in September 2009. It is a ministry that provides clinical counseling and teaching renew minds, heal hearts, and bring hope to the hurting, bring practical, biblical tools to help people with their personal issues as well as equip them to help others. This was born out of my sessions with the Lord where I would sit between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. being taught how to do counseling using Bible.
That's very powerful, Dr. Z. It's amazing how God speaks to us in the quiet of the night when our spirits are still and He has our attention. That sounds like what's happened with you in your experience. Your work is rooted in healing hearts and renewing minds. Can you take us into your own journey in a little bit more detail of how God met you in your own and most difficult seasons?
I found myself at the age of 41 being single again. A lot of people would say, divorce, are you single again, not divorced? After 17 years of marriage, the initial stage was overwhelming emotions, including guilt, depression, and low self-esteem or self-worth.
Yes.
Psalm 71, verse 20 pulled me out of this depressed state. So, though you have made me see trouble, many years later, you will restore my life. From the depths of the earth, you will bring me up.
Amen.
During this transition, I had to learn to lean on God. I had to refuse negative thoughts and patterns. I had to recognize that divorce is not my fault. I had to receive God's love and acceptance. Reflect on my relational dynamics of marriage, how my marriage was. Repent for my personal sin. Most of the time when you meet a divorced woman, they will tell you about how much the partner sins or how much they let them down. But I had to reflect and look at myself and say, how did I contribute to this situation? I had to let go of my right and begin the process of forgiveness and readjust to being a single again woman without limit.
Powerful. What a journey. Dr. Z, from your perspective, with that context in mind, from your perspective, what is the true emotional and spiritual reality of single motherhood that people often don't talk about? So you're sharing some of your experience, but what do you believe are the issues that people don't talk about that they struggle with emotionally and spiritually?
Having been in counseling since 2009, Barbara, I've learned that most of the single mothers feel helpless. So the helpless single mother, myself included, would often be overwhelmed and felt a desperate need stability of someone else. This is where you find a lot of women trying to get married soon after they became single again. You also find the second stage where they are hanging on. So I'm a single mother, suddenly I found myself with two young sons and I had to make means without a partner. You find them hanging on, and the feeling at this time is denial, and they try and cling on to the previous partner, especially during divorce or abandonment or separation, because they feel that their personal identity is linked to someone else. The third stage is where you find a hero, which is what I became after going through helplessness and trying to hang on. Then I became a hero as a single parent, where it appears that I'm self-sufficient and I can do everything. When you do that as a single parent, what happens is your children do not look at God, but they look at you as a hero. Then the state that I'm at now is a helpful single parent, where I realize that sufficiency is not on myself, but it's found by relying solely on God.
Dr. Z, you mentioned such a few important points here. What comes to mind here is denial, abandonment, and how we often link our personal identity, or we find our personal identity in our linkages and connections with others. So there's so much we can unpack there, but I want to zoom in a little bit on personal identity, because it links to what you said about your children started to look at you as the provider and the person who is managing everything, and they can easily take their focus off God's provision if they're looking at the single parent. So in terms of personal identity, could you maybe share a bit about how one keeps rooted, or remind ourselves that our identity is in Christ? Because when life continues and we step through our daily challenges, we can easily forget our identity. I think we all struggle with that. What is your advice on personal identity in Christ?
My advice is understanding that the titles do not give us identity of who you are. Let me make an example. You are on radio this morning and we are together on radio, but we are not radio personality. You are Barbara and I am Dr. Z.
Yes.
What is Dr. Z? Who is Dr. Z? So Dr. Z is a woman, 62-year-old. That's my identity. But the titles that people often use is what we link our identities on. Instead of saying, I am a woman of God, I am 62, and I am a mother. Yes, that's the title. I am a mother of two sons. But what has God called me to? He has called me for a purpose, and that's who I am, is Him. So if we remove the title and concentrate on our calling, on our purpose for being on this earth, that's when we find our
Amen. I couldn't agree more, Dr. C. Amen to that. In fact, it links to the next question I had about, you know, when trials hit us, when it comes, the circumstances force us into being single mothers, then the first thing that can go is sense of identity, because we sit in a position of denial for quite a long time, and you mentioned that earlier. So we know that many single moms wrestle with the question, why has this happened to me? How did I arrive here? Why is this my fate? From a biblical and counseling perspective, Dr. Z, how should women navigate that question without losing faith?
We need to understand that a crisis happens to anyone or everyone at one point in time. So if a crisis either gives you an opportunity, it can be a catastrophe if you let it be, but on the other side, it is an opportunity. So we tend to look at a catastrophe or a crisis instead of looking at the moment and the trial of that moment and using it as an opportunity for growth. So when you ask yourself, why has this happened to me, the other side of that question is, who should it happen? If it's not happening to, who should it be happening to? So in counseling, we offer comfort and hope through the word of God. You know, in the words of Psalm 119, verse 71, although you may feel afflicted as a single parent, the psalmist, who is David, who knows the rate of affliction, said, it was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees, Lord. So in every crisis, there is an opportunity about yourself and about the God you serve.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Z. Dr. Z was explaining to us the importance of the crisis that we face and how to look at that crisis and turn it into an opportunity. And the question we would ask of ourselves is, if this crisis is not sitting with me, then who would it sit with? Which is such a powerful question, because it forces us to reflect, deeply reflect. And so, Dr. Z, I'd like to spend more time maybe speaking about that, because to do that, we would need to dig deep and touch into our inner strength and the resilience. And in Isaiah 40, verse 29, the word says, He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. But the assumption is that we all have that strength. So let's maybe discuss how we pause and find our inner strength. What words of wisdom can you share, Dr. Z?
Before I share the words of wisdom, Barbara, let me just share that during this crisis, it was a double crisis for me, which brought me to the ministry. The crisis of being and the crisis of being down with cancer. So during this period, I had no one else to look up to except God. This gave me an opportunity to study the Word. And then through the Holy Spirit, I was able to take the Word and practically apply it onto my life. As I did that, it gave me an opportunity to help others as well. I do something called woman-to-woman conversations, where people would come and tell me what they are going through. And through the word of God, I'm able able to apply in their own life.
Amen.
This opportunity wouldn't have come if I didn't go through the crisis of divorce and the crisis of being shut down by a support system. So it is important that as we look at the crisis, we also look at the opportunity that it comes with. The fact that I was healed through prayer or out of the cancer situation where I was gave me a reason to be thankful to God and to want to do something to show my appreciation to Him. That is when the opportunity came to do what I'm doing today. So I've been doing this since 2009, starting in September 2009 when the doctors had said I had 3 months to live. So if it was going according to what the doctors had given me, and I respect them for their opinion, but the prayer was so powerful that I was healed and started ministry instead of being buried in September.
That's Dr. Z, you mentioned, and so much respect from, I'm sure, not only myself, but our listeners, because you mentioned that you had two crises, not only the consequences of divorce, but also struggling then with cancer, and how you were strong enough to dig deep through the Word of God. And I think it's important for our listeners to understand that that it's the presence of the Holy Spirit and seeking God through His Word that we can find the strength to turn the crisis into an opportunity.
Absolutely. I often say to people, when this happened, I didn't know if Genesis was at the end of the Bible or in the middle of the Bible, when all this was happening to me. So I had to start learning from there. And you can imagine being weak, being in a lot of pain, but God gave me the strength to study the Bible in such a way that I understood where Genesis was and where Revelation was and where everything else aligns with the Bible, and be able to take the word and apply it to my situation at that time. Every situation allowed me to take a word and apply it. And that is how I became who I am.
Amen, amen. And we're keenly interested to hear more, and I'm sure we'll get an opportunity to speak to you more about the women-to-women conversations. But Dr. Z, you mentioned, I mean, this links in quite well to how you describe single parenting as a success with God as your partner. You know, in today's society, and you mentioned this earlier, you know, we find our personal identity in a partnership, and often, sadly, the wrong partnership. So success with God as your partner, what does that partnership look like in our daily life, both spiritually and practically? And I know we've touched on many, many aspects of this already.
Yes, Barbara. I would say, unlike a human being who may be here today and gone tomorrow, God is always there for you. He is our refuge and our strength and an ever-present help in times of trouble.
Mm.
So with Him, you know, even if it's in the middle of the night, it's in the morning, at dawn, He is always with me. I can always feel His presence. And unlike a human being who may listen while watching TV or scrolling through his phone, God is a good listener.
Mm.
I trust Him at all times. And if I call my heart out to Him, He is always there to listen. You know, sometimes when you are in a crisis, you don't need someone who will listen and give you their opinion. But knowing that I can speak to God, tell Him everything as I feel it, then He whispers back to me and gives me the strength and the resilience that you were talking about. He is also faithful. Because I can speak to you as my friend today, but my story will be heard somewhere else tomorrow. But when I speak to Him, He is faithful and He is there forever. He is also patient. When I speak to Him, He is gracious, He is slow to anger, He is abounding in love and in His faithfulness. He is also wise. I can speak to you as a friend, I can speak to my friends, my relatives, but when I speak to Him, I get back wise counsel and understanding. This is what makes me say He is the best parenting partner as a single parent. He is also forgiving because He will show you your faults. Will show you where you add, and you are able to go to Him in repentance, and He forgives you. And as you receive the forgiveness, He shows you, it makes you feel his love forever. Unlike a human being who can love me today and not love me tomorrow, he loves me forever.
Amen.
And also, the single parent, he loves my children more than I can ever love them, because he created them. He knows what he wants them to become. And he, you know, I am a steward of these children as a single parent, but God knows them better.
Oh, he does indeed. And I get goosebumps as I listen to you, because I can relate to so much of what you're saying as a single mother myself. You know, we often wonder why we wake up at 3 in the morning and or 4 in the morning. And that's often how my father has tried to get my attention when we're too busy in life and we rally around trying to make sense of the world and which way to turn. So to our listeners, single moms, when you find that you are waking up at 3 in the morning or you hear a quiet voice just speaking to you, that's how our Father speaks to us. He finds a way to get a message to us. He's ever present and he knows the end from the beginning. And he will tell you, go left or go right. And how you will know that it's our Father is that often the thoughts that pop into our minds and into our spirit is not our own, because, you know, we sinful. We will want to take the easy road out, but God will always give us an answer, and we'll know that it's an answer that leads us ultimately to perfect peace. As Dr. Z was explaining, that he also loves your children more than you could possibly love. He already knows what he has set out for them. Dr. Z, in Isaiah 41:10, God promises strength and support. Can you share with our listeners, please, what does it look like to lean on that promise in moments of overwhelm or exhaustion?
For me, it was knowing that no one can heal me except him. So when I say healing, I mean the physical ailments that I had and the emotional, the pain in my heart, only God was able to heal that. And through words of encouragement directly from the Bible, I was able to receive that healing. It is important to know that every other voice becomes noise when you have learned to listen to God's voice. It is the only voice that should be prevalent in your life, whether you are happy, sad, or hurt. God's voice is the one that will make sense more than a friend's voice, a mother's voice, a sister's voice, or a brother's voice. Because people's voice are full of opinions, whereas God's voice is full of promises. And what he promises is what he will do.
Amen. Amen. To close, I want to remind us of Isaiah 41:10. It says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. I will strengthen you and help you." This is a direct promise of God's divine support to us. And we're speaking with Dr. Z about so many important elements and aspects of being a single mother, about crisis and opportunity. Dr. Z, we're so grateful to have you with us this morning, and thank you for joining us on the show today and for your words of wisdom and encouragement. Thank you for sharing so openly and being vulnerable to share some of your journey. And I'm sure there's so much more that you'd like to share. And there's probably a wealth of stories that we can all link into to give us hope on as we face the daily challenges. In closing, Dr. Z, can I ask you to please speak directly to the single mother listening right now, feeling tired, discouraged, but still holding on? What would you say to her today?
Thank you, Barbara. I would take the words of Psalm 145, some of the verses, and it links to Isaiah that you quoted. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He is slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all that he has made. I want a single woman, I would like a single woman to hold on to this word. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving towards all that he has made. The Lord upholds all those who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. Mm-hmm. The Lord is near all who call on him. All who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, and all the wicked will be destroyed. If every single mother you hold on to someone for the fire, he will always be with you, and he is faithful, he is a good listener, and he will make it with God.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Z. He is indeed a good listener, and we're reminded that he is. And I think often we forget that we can speak to our Father as if he's in the room with us. He's our closest friend, and we can speak to him about anything. So we've come to the end of our show, and we want to thank you again, Dr. Z, for sharing with us. No doubt we will speak to you again. And I hope that our session has inspired our listeners and that we have planted enough seed for you to hold on to. Please stay rooted and rising, and we'll see you, God willing, next week in our Mother's Calling. Be blessed.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.